Would you all stand with us as we open up with worship?
Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's good to have you with us this morning. And if you have your Bibles, you might want to turn to Psalm 18. That's our scripture reading this morning. Quite a long psalm, so we'll take it in half. It breaks up really nice right at verse 24. But it is a psalm of David, of God's delivering hand in David's life, especially not only the enemies of David, but Saul in particular. Saul sought David and tried to kill him, and so David is singing about that. And plus, David would look back at various times when God did rescue him, and God's gracious hand was delivering him. So we could use this psalm in our lives as we look back at God's rescue of us over certain things. And so David is writing Psalm 18. You can open your Bibles or look on the overhead and follow along. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from all my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of godliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The fountains of the hills also quaked and were shaken. Because he was angry, smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon the cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightning in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into the broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me, for I have kept the way of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. Why don't we remain standing as Anthony comes out and opens for us on a word of prayer.
Aloha kayaka, he pulikako. Good morning, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for gathering us in this place, Lord, as Ohana, as a family, God. And like any family, Lord, help us to grow in love more with each other as we continue to grow more in love with you. Father, as we study your word this morning, Lord, may you prepare our hearts, the soil of our hearts, to receive all that you have for us, God, that we might continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, bless Pastor Bill as he shares your word with us, God. Father, help us to continue to grow and be a light in this generation, Father. As the darkness looms around us, Father, but the light shines the brightest. Continue to use our lives, Father, for your glory and your glory alone. Father, help us to live lives that bring glory and honor to your name. Makai noa, o Yesu Christo, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. We continue to worship. We can remain standing or be seated as we sing to the Lord.
Keep me, cause your faith.
Thank you. eyes upon our circumstances and, Lord, what we're dealing with. But, Father, we just look to you now. We trust that you are the creator and the orchestrator of the events in our lives, Lord, and that we go through nothing but your hand allows it. We thank you for that, Jesus.
My life.
take us deeper with you. Would you all stand with us as we sing? Everything I